Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. A Webster man is airlifted after an ATV crash. On Wednesday afternoon, 32-year-old Michael Colden was riding his ATV in the area of Elmore Avenue just south of 57th Street when he lost control and hit a tree. He was not wearing a helmet. Colden sustained significant injuries and was flown to HCMC. He's reported in stable condition. Rice County deputies responded along with Lonsdale Police and Fire Departments, Northfield Ambulance, and the Minnesota State Patrol. The crash is still under investigation. In late December, 41-year-old Martin Velasquez was charged in Rice County with stabbing two men. Faribault police responded to the stabbings on December 20th that left a 58-year-old man and a 26-year-old man, each with multiple stab wounds. Both were airlifted to a Metro Trauma Center. At the time, Police Chief Andy Boland said,
"In my career, I've seen a lot of bad scenes, but there was an enormous amount of blood loss at the scene. So I think the quick reactions of our first responders and to get them to a trauma unit was probably what saved at least one of their lives."
Boland added that alcohol was a factor. Velasquez had claimed self-defense. Yesterday, he pled guilty to two counts of second-degree assault with a dangerous weapon. The charges carry up to 7 years in prison. Sentencing is scheduled for May 30th. Senator Rich Dreheim has two bills regarding distracted driving working their way through the legislative process, one that would put dollars toward addressing the issue in driver education classes, both public and private. The other one
pretty much triples the penalty for distracted driving. So if you're caught texting, you know, the first penalty is $175 and then goes up to $350 and then to $700. You know, none of these are going to solve the problem, but I think it will get the message across.
He compared it to wearing seatbelts. Everyone fought it at first, and now almost everyone wears a seatbelt. Dreheim added,
"It's been hard to get all the bills through. You know, we're hitting, you know, well, between the House and the Senate, we'll have 8,000 bills, I'm sure, by the end of this session, and you can't get them all through."
His full interview is on KYMNRadio.net. It's spring break, but Northfield Superintendent Dr. Matt Hillman talked about literacy, calling it a gateway to the world. Not satisfied with good scores for the district, he wants to increase students' literacy further, especially by third grade.
Over and over, there's research that suggests that if you read proficiently by the end of grade three, you have the table set before you for success.
For Northfield, third graders were above the state average, but it was still about 58%.
Which is pretty low for us comparatively. And that was just one example in a series of symptoms that our district had been looking at over the last several years.
Parents and grandparents, he said, can't underestimate the power of singing the ABC song, adding,
"In fact, there's quite a bit of research that simply says that students who simply have books in their house, not even that they were read to them from those books, but students who have books in their home, they are on the track to be proficient by the end of grade three."
The district will start a new curriculum for the 18-19 school year. Teachers are already receiving training on it. And the Northfield VFW is putting on their 72nd annual Easter egg hunt tomorrow morning, if the weather holds. Kids 12 and under will gather at the bottom of Old Main Hill on the St. Olaf campus beginning at 9 o'clock. KYMN will keep you posted if it's canceled due to weather. News from around the state is next.